friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Days after Naomi Judd's death, her daughters honor their late mother with scripture. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Naomi Judd's death came just days before her induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. So Ashley Judd accompanied Winona Judd to the ceremony where they shared a Bible passage in their late mother's honor. News of Naomi Judd's death on Saturday, April 30th, 2022, shocked everyone and devastated her family and fans alike. The 76-year-old country music legend had been open about her struggles with mental illness. She spent a good deal of time traveling across the country speaking about her lifelong battle with severe depression and anxiety. And though Naomi Judd worked hard at overcoming the darkness in her life, she admitted suicidal notions would come and go. "I'm still trying desperately to help myself," she said back in 2016. "Those thoughts of suicide don't come anymore, but I'm vulnerable, and I know I can backslide." Naomi's hope in sharing her story was to raise awareness and debunk the stigma surrounding depression. "It's not a character flaw, it's a disease," Naomi explained. Sadly, this disease got the better of Naomi Judd, and the cause of her death was suicide. "Today, we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered," Ashley Judd, Naomi's youngest daughter, announced on social media. Naomi Judd experienced plenty of hardship before her rise to fame. Childhood abuse, poverty, and rape, just to name a few. But in the 1980s, she and her oldest daughter, Winona Judd, who was 18 at the time, formed the Judds. The mother-daughter duo went on to enjoy immense success as country music artists. They had 14 number one songs, and each one of their singles made it as a top 10 hit on Billboard's country charts. The Judds won 5 Grammys, 9 CMA Awards, and 7 ACM Awards alone between the years 1984 to 1991. Naomi Judd's death occurred just one day before the Judds, as the first all-female group were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And in their mother's absence, famous actress Ashley Judd joined her sister Winona in accepting this prestigious honor. "I'm sorry that she couldn't hang on until today," a tearful Ashley said of her mom. During the private medallion ceremony held in Nashville, Tennessee, the Judds were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. It was a moment of both triumph and tragedy. And just as the Lord promises to be with us through every peak and valley, His presence could be felt as those present honored Christian celebrity Naomi Judd. Fellow country singer and Hall of Famer Ricky Skaggs delivered a speech just before the induction of the Judds. In it, he expressed his condolences and provided biblical encouragement. "All of country music and all the people around the world that love your music and love the Judds are here praying for you guys," he said. Ricky continued with, "I believe God's given you an ink pen of His love to write your future." Next, Ricky Skaggs quoted Psalm 2:8, "Ask of me and I will give the nations for your inheritance." He followed it up saying, "There's just so much God wants to bless y'all with." Then, after Ashley Judd gave her speech, it was time for Naomi's daughter and the other half of the Judds, Winona, to speak. Winona confessed the ceremony as the first place she'd been since Naomi Judd's death. She beautifully described the experience of accepting an award while at the same time mourning the loss of her mother as broken and blessed. "It's a strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed. But though my heart is broken, I will continue to sing," she said. Winona Judd then recalled the last thing they did as a family with her late mother. "We all gathered around her and we said, 'The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Winona could have stopped there, but she didn't. She continued citing Psalm 23, with Ashley Judd joining in too. And it was a powerful reminder of the Lord's presence and goodness through all circumstances. Our hearts and prayers go out to the grieving family of Naomi Judd, including her husband, Larry Strickland. What a terrible tragedy. May the love of Christ shine the light of hope during this time of darkness. Naomi Judd's death reminds us that you never know what someone else may be going through. Even if it seems like someone has it all, they could be hurting deeply on the inside. Please show love and compassion to others. They may need your kindness more than you know. If you or someone you love is facing this battle, please don't hesitate to call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Lonely Grandpa sends tear-jerking text to his granddaughter, asking her to sleep over. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. This sweet viral video shows a lonely grandpa asking his granddaughter over for a sleepover and the plans that they end up making for the night. Megan Elizabeth is 29 years old, and she grew up in Illinois across the street from her grandparents. Her grandmother died of Alzheimer's a few years ago, but her 92-year-old grandfather is still with us, although his health is declining. Recently, Megan's grandfather texted her asking if she wanted to have a sleepover at his house. And she made a video that she shared on TikTok where she showed his heartwarming text messages. "Hi, Megan, it's Grandpa," her grandfather wrote. "Would you like to come over and have a sleepover? I haven't been feeling well and miss you. We can order food and watch a mystery show. Love, Grandpa." "Yes, I'll be over around 7," Megan replied. "Would you like me to get you something from the store or anything for dinner?" "Could you pick me up applesauce?" her grandfather wrote back, "the cinnamon kind. And if you go somewhere with mashed potatoes, I would like that because I have no teeth and can only eat soft things. Ha! Love you, Grandpa." "Okay, I will see you soon," she answered. "Thank you. You are my favorite granddaughter," he wrote. But Megan made sure to point out that she was his only granddaughter. Then he followed up with one more text. "Can you bring me strawberry ice cream too?" Later that night, Megan stopped by her grandpa's house with all the goodies that he requested. And the pair had a nice evening together while they watched a show and ate some dinner. Then Megan's grandfather got a bed made up for her and even woke up at 5:30 a.m. to say goodbye to her before she left for work. "I am thankful for my grandpa, and he will never understand how much love he truly has shown me," shared Megan. "And most importantly, the love he showed my grandma while she was alive. I believe in love and loyalty because of this man. He is my hero." What a sweet bond these two have. And it is simple moments like these that will forever be cherished. God bless the love between a granddaughter and her grandfather.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.